Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the first class of How to Be a Good Girl. In this course, we hope to teach you how best you can please the man you worship and the man who owns you, the one you call sir or master. For our first session, my professor has asked me to kick things off. And I have to tell you, I am so excited and proud to do that. Excited to show how good it feels when you please a man properly. And proud to be chosen by my professor, who has picked me out of all of his other students because I am his best girl. The one who makes him feel the most pleasure he's ever experienced. I'm the one who makes him grow harder than any other student. And to help you understand what it takes to do that, he has requested that I demonstrate the precise skills I use. So, to my professor, I say, in the most respectful and loving way that I can, you are the man whose approval I crave and whose cock I worship. My cunt is your property, and my greatest honor is to be your good girl. So, class, first of all, notice how I'm dressed underneath this coat. Black lingerie, because I know it's his favorite. A lipstick, so that he can see the traces of my kiss on his cock. Suspenders and stockings, because he wants me to look like his whore. And no panties, because my professor needs immediate access to me, wherever I am, and whatever he wants, I am always available for him. When he slips into my bed, when he closes his office door, or when he comes home, enters the kitchen, bends me over the edge of the table and moves my legs apart. Because that's the first rule of being a good girl. Total availability. You are owned by him. You are his plaything to be used in whatever way pleases him. Your holes are his to be filled with whatever he wants to insert. You are his angel and his slut, his friend and his mistress. And the only reason you are on this planet is to serve him, to be slippery for him whenever he wants to feel himself inside of you, to be open for him so that the country inside you is one he knows intimately. Your favorite spots, the ridges on your walls, where his fingertips rub against the feel of the butt plug you're inserted for him. Knowing I am his makes me so wet. If I reach behind me, you can see the present he gave me. A beautiful jeweled plug. Jade, my favorite color. So where should we start, Professor? All right, the butt plug it is. Notice how he sucks the plug, covering it with his saliva, and how he puts it inside his pants, so he can rub his sex smell on it You want to mark me, don't you? I love wearing your scent. I want to wash between my legs for days, and when we're bored in the office at the university, I'll sit on your desk, open my legs wide, and dip my fingers deep inside my pussy. Cover them with my juices and the traces of your cum. I'll take them out, show you how wet I am for him. How I never want to let your cum leave my body, and then I put them to my nose and inhale so deeply that I'll just swoon with the scent of a satisfied cunt. You take my hand, guide my fingertips to your face, and show me just how you like to lick me off my own fingers. The same way you want me to lick the cum dripping down your shaft. Because I've given you such an intense climax. I've squeezed the seed up your shaft and made that thick cum flow out of your hole and over your tip, making you groan in pleasure. All because you're a good girl. Knows just what you like. And a good girl needs to know that she's appreciated. She loves it when her hair is stroked, when he murmurs, "Good girl," and "Thank you, baby." When she does something extra special. And my professor wants you to know that that's what a good girl does. She studies her professor, knows the textbook of his body off by heart, and learns everything she can about where he likes to be touched, how he likes to be licked, and where your tongue should go. Sir, can I show them what I mean? Yeah? Oh. Oh God, I am so wet for you. Fuck, I need you. I apologize, everyone. It's just that the thought of what you're going to let me do to you, it's made me a little giddy. One thing I've learned about my professor is how much he loves it when I play with his balls. My sir is lovely, beautiful, full, pulsing balls. I love knowing that they're stretched out so tight, all because of me. So, let me demonstrate how to bring pleasure through ball play. Professor, does love seat work for you? Is the seat height good for you? Does it let you stretch your legs all the way apart? Just like I like them. Does it give you space to hold my head firmly on you as you move me down on you and make me take all your cock in my throat while my tongue licks your balls? You see how important it is to provide the right environment for your man. Not only do you dress for him, smell good for him, and get wet for him, but you also make sure that his body is in the most pleasurable position. The one where he moans and calls you his good girl. And you ensure you have the sweetest oils, slick and silky, to tease the most sensitive parts of his cock. Now, What do you do when he's in his favorite chair and his favorite position? Anybody? Oh dear. We have a lot of work to do. Maybe I should just show you. May I, sir? May I be a good girl, please? Note that I always ask permission. I want to do those special things you told me, like when you asked me to go underneath your bowls. Do you remember what I did? I lay on the floor like this. And you put a pillow under my head. Always concerned for my welfare. And you told me to suck your balls. Then to lick all the way down to your asshole. Remember how many times I did that, baby? I'm sorry. I mean, Professor. Over and over again. I licked and licked until you told me I got it right. You stopped yourself from coming so many times. Until my licking was so good that you gave me my reward, my special treat. Creamy and thick. Oh. All over my face. When you told me to lick you clean. To take every drop on my tongue and swallow it. And then clean your cock. Was so honored that you told me to do that. And that you were so proud of what your student had learned. That I started to cry. And my warm tears mingled with the warm cum. And you kissed them off my cheeks. And then you kissed my mouth. And so I could taste us. I so wanted to come. Just like I do now. I won't. Not until you tell me to. I know the rules. I know my place. And sometimes, because it pleases him, he just likes to stroke his cock as he watches me. Would you like that, sir? To watch a good girl open herself up. To show the whole auditorium her pussy. Knowing that, even though everyone else can see it, you own this cunt. Can I play with myself, please? Would you let me have the honor of coming for you? Of course, not until you say it's okay. Do you see how a good girl always asks for permission? Good. You want my fingers to spread my lips? Yes, sir. You know I love to show you the insides of this sweet pussy. Look at how wet she is for you. All ready for anything you want to put inside her. Your fingers. Your tongue. Your cock. So hard for your best girl. You want to see my clit? My clit wants you to touch her so badly. Oh god. Look at her twitching. Oh, sir. It's like she's trying to reach up towards you to get closer to your tongue. You want me to go deeper inside myself? Yes, sir. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, my fingers go inside of me. I think about your cock. How proud I am of it. How good it feels when you bend me over. And fuck me from behind. How deep you go in when I raise my ass cheeks up for you. Your little princess. Your cum slut. Screaming pleasure as you fuck your property. Oh, fuck. Oh, I just want to come for you, sir. Oh, I want to show everyone in this lecture theater how wet you make me. How wide you make me spread my legs. How you force my shyness out of me and made me admit that all I am is a cum slut, a slave to my professor's cock. Ow. Oh god. Just look how much I'm grinding for you. Oh, fucking myself, showing everyone how much I love you. Just so I can be your good girl and keep coming for you. Oh, please, sir. Please, please let me come. I promise I'll let you fuck any hole. You can slam into me wherever you want to. Please, 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 please let me come. Oh, no, 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 please, please, I need it. I need it, I need it. Can I? Oh, thank you, baby. Fuck. Did I make you proud, sir? Was I a good whore for you? Just look at how much my cunt cried for you. She needs you so badly. That concludes the class for today. Next week, our topic is how a good girl uses her mouth. You want to see me in your office, sir? Of course.